Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky place.
Bike path is incredible.
It's Tiki-tastic.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad you could come to Tikiville to see it.
I can't believe you made all this happen.
I can. My friend Creech can do anything she sets her mind to.
How far does this path go?
All the way around. See?
Whoa. Wow. This is one huge bike path.
Hey, how about we take a little spin?
One sec. Can't let anything happen to my magic kahuna crown.
Whoa!
Let's ride!
Thanks, Big Kahuna!
This bike path is awesome!
Eat my dust, Jax.
Eat my dust. Ah!
I'm not in the mood for dust. But I would like one of those.
May I have a squashed strawberry swirl, please?
What can I get you?
Buzz?
Perhaps a delicious smoothie?
Delete!
What are they doing here?
Don't worry, Inez. They've been thoroughly vetted.
What kind of vet would examine those two?
Oh, Didge. That means Creech made sure they're here just to make smoothies. No funny stuff.
Oh, yeah. We interviewed and everything, right, Buzzy?
Righto, Dee Dee. We make all natural smoothies with only the freshest fruits picked right here in Tikiville.
Even the cutie patootie little bunnies can eat these ingredients.
Well, if Creech says it's okay, I'll have a cranberry crush cooler, please.
Make mine a gooey guava guzzler.
One mango mixer, please.
I'll have a blueberry burst.
Let's do it, Dee Dee.
Oh! Oops. Let's just make the smoothies.
Well, hello, floppy ears.
That's a kangaloo.
Aw, he looks hungry.
That's weird.
What is?
Well, we're here at coordinate I-6 at the picnic tables, but kangaroos love the berries that grow on the bushes near their caves over here at coordinate E-3. So, this kangaroo is pretty far from home, and it's not like a kangaroo to wander off.
Huh? Hey!
See you later, kangaroo!
Nothing, I mean nothing, could ruin this day.
Hacker!
Hello, adorable children.
Buzz, delete? Now, Hacker! I smell something fishy.
What are you up to, Hacker?
Ah, Miss Jackie, really, I'm sincerely hurt by your unwarranted accusation.
You're never sincere about anything.
Like you, I'm just here to get some fresh air on this beautiful new bike path.
I want to believe that, Hacker.
Believe, young lady. Believe. Now, I'm off to pedal some more. See you around.
Maybe he is telling the truth?
Mm-mm. Not a chance.
Uh-oh. Traffic jam.
What's going on? Is everyone okay?
Aww.
What's up, Tiki Tigers?
Huh. Looks like they're trying to get to the other side of the bike path.
Hey! Careful!
This is way too dangerous!
We have to stop the bike so these little guys can cross.
Wait!
Please stop!
Hold on, everyone! Stop!
Come on! Follow Uncle Digi!
All clear!
Looks like they just wanted to be with their mom.
Yeah! Wonder why they left her.
Let's go, Inez! I want to show you the rest of the bike path.
Coming! Stop!
Yikes!
What's wrong, Inez? You okay?
Is she okay? What about me?
Look!
Careful, okay? It's really dangerous to cross this path.
I don't understand. Look, she's on this side of the bike path at coordinate A3, but Fluffertail should be near the peach trees. Inside the bike path, here, at F4.
So what was she doing over this way?
Maybe she's tired of peaches.
Sidge.
Wait a minute. We've got Fluffertails over there at F4, and Fluffertails over here at A3.
So?
So, check it out. The bike path runs right through their habitat.
Habitat?
Habitat. That's where animals live with their families and get their food and water.
So it looks like the bike path has split up their habitats
and separated the animals from their homes, food, and water.
That's habitat fragmentation! Their homes have been broken apart by the bike path!
I never thought that would happen.
Well, it did. So we need to shut down this bike path now!
But Inez, we can't do that.
But we have to.
We can't.
I'm surprised, Creech. I didn't think you could be this insensitive.
And I didn't think you could be this inconsiderate.
Aren't you going to talk to her?
Nope.
But you're such good friends.
We were, I guess. Right now, I'm going to help this Fluffertail find her family.
I'm going with Inez.
I'll go talk to Creech.
Hello, Jackie dear. Hope you're enjoying your day.
And I'm going to find out what Hacker is up to.
Don't worry. We'll find your family.
Let's hope.
Let me guess. You're hungry?
I could use another smoothie myself.
I was talking to the Fluffertail.
Ah, welcome back.
Two peachy pineapple pleasers, please.
Coming up.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Ow! Ow! I still can't believe Creech like Buzz and Delete run this smoothie stand.
And I can't believe Creech won't close the bike path.
Two peachy pineapple pleasers.
Thanks, you guys. Here you go. Whoa, you are hungry. And you do love peaches. That's what I'll call you, peaches.
Hey! Okay. You're really cute, but we need to get you home.
So here's coordinate F4, where Peaches and her family live. But where are we?
Hang on. Do you see a heart-shaped rock on the map?
I do. So we're here at coordinate D4. And here are the peach trees to the right.
Got it. Let's go right.
We'll be home in no time. What?
Oh, wow. Back so soon?
We must have walked the wrong way. But how? The peach trees were definitely to our right.
They were, but maybe we got confused. Let's go back to where we were and start over.
Come back anytime.
Okay, here's the heart-shaped rock.
The smoothie cart is back there, so we don't want to go in that direction.
So let's face away from it and check the map. We're here. The smoothie cart is back here. And here are the peach trees in coordinate F4.
So the peach trees should be straight ahead, right?
Right. I mean, straight ahead. The peach trees should be... right there! Where are the other fluffer tails?
Check it out! All the ponds are outside the bike path. Here, here, and here.
So when the animals that live inside the path, like peaches, want to drink water...
they have to cross to the other side of the path to get to it.
Exactly. Didge, you're a genius.
I am? Of course I am.
So why can't Creech see how the bike path is causing so many problems for the animals? Why won't she listen to me?
Why won't Inez listen to me? I can't believe she doesn't understand why I can't close the bike path.
She just loves animals so much that it's hard for her to see your side of the problem right now.
I love animals, too. But now that we're biking and being active instead of driving, there's a lot less pollution and noise. That's good for everyone, even the animals.
I think you and Inez should talk this out, and we'll help. Maybe we can come up with a solution together.
I don't know.
Inez, I think Hacker is about to steal Creech's Kahuna Crown.
He might want to use its magic to take over cyberspace.
Not if I can help it. You are not getting that crown. No way.
Crown? Really? Would I take something that doesn't belong to me?
I think you know the answer to that.
Well, as you can see, I'm simply enjoying some much-needed protein so I can continue reveling in the splendor that is this beautiful bike path. Want a bar?
No, thank you.
Ta-ta!
Jax, did he get the crown?
No, false alarm. But I'm sure he's up to something.
Okay, well, I've gotta go. I'm a little busy here.
I bet these fuzzy wuzzies are really thirsty.
Let's take them to the pond at F1.
How are we gonna get them all across that busy path?
We'll cross that path when we come to it. Follow us!
Well, here we are. Now, how do we get across?
Any way we can. Stop! We need to cross! Please stop! Come on, please!
Sorry, Peaches. Looks like we'll just have to wait.
Wait? We've got thirsty flubber tails. The ditch is at your service. Thank you. Thank you very much. You may cross.
Thanks, Ditch.
Carry on.
See? They did need water. Aw, Ditch, we have to do something to help them and all the animals.
What is he doing now? Matt, can you hear me?
What's up, Jax?
Is Creech with you?
Yeah.
Tell her Hacker is digging a tunnel under the path so he can steal the Kahuna crown.
A tunnel?
Are you sure?
What else could he be doing? Hang on. Gotcha this time, Hacker.
Ah, we meet again.
I know you're after that crown.
It's not the crown I'm after. It's this rock. Red granule flux. Very rare. I'm going to add it to my rock collection.
Rock collection?
I've had one forever. Top for now.
Jackie? Jackie, what's happening?
Nothing.
Is he digging a tunnel?
No, he found a rock for his rock collection.
Try this one. Running a smoothie stand is hard work. Hopefully we don't have to do this much longer.
Oh, what are we gonna do, Ditch? Peaches and her family want to get back to their peach trees, but we can't keep stopping all this bike traffic.
If only there was a way for the animals to get over the path.
Yeah. Like a bridge, right?
Hacker has a rock collection. No way. He's got to be up to something.
Right now, I'm only thinking about these poor tiki turtles.
Too bad they don't have a way to crawl under the bike path to get to the other side.
Yeah, like a tunnel.
I got it!
I know what you're saying!
You go first, Inez.
Digit and I came up with a way to help the animals get across the path safely. We can build an animal bridge.
A bridge?
That way the animals can get back and forth from their homes
to the ponds for water and the fruit trees for food.
We were just thinking the same thing. Almost.
We want to build a tunnel under the path so animals can get back and forth more easily.
Let's do both.
We could build a tunnel through the hill, right here at coordinate E2. So animals like the kangaroos and tiki turtles can crawl back and forth from the ponds to the caves.
And we could build a bridge here at coordinate E6, so it's easy for the fluffertails and other animals that live inside the path to reach the ponds.
That way, we can keep the bike path.
And help the animals.
Sounds like a plan to me.
If only I'd thought more about the animals before we made the path.
Hey, the bridge and the tunnel will help. You'll see.
I hope so.
I'm sorry I got upset with you, Creech.
I'm sorry, too. Friends again?
Always friends.
All right. We've got work to do.
I'll get some help.
Thank you.
Finally, those earth brats are busy. It's time to make our move. Take me to the Kahuna Crown. Faster, you fools! Faster! Faster!
We did it! The bridge is done!
Faster!
It's Hacker! He's heading for my crown!
They're coming for us, boys!
Pedal faster, you dunce buckets!
Almost there! Almost there!
Anywhere, Hacker.
Strawberries? Yuck! Get off me, you vile varmints! Get off!
Thank you for all your hard work, my friends. Yay! And a special thank you to the Cyber Squad for helping us reconnect the animal's habitat. Yay! I declare the Tikiville Animal Bridge and Tunnel officially open!
Great job, Creech.
Thanks to all of you.
Ready to ride?
Ready.
Eat my dust. Oh, I'm not eating any dust today.
Oh, boy.
It's up, Bob!
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
I need to go to the grocery store.
Ready?
Oh, I forgot.
How can you forget?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so psyched.
I'm so hungry. Why don't we go food shopping instead?
You're in luck. I've got snacks.
Oh, okay, I'll shop later. But just like bird watching seems so boring. I'm a city girl, you know?
Trust me, you're gonna love it. But first, you have to change.
I am not going to instantly transform into a nature lover like you.
No, I mean change your clothes.
Excuse me?
Instead of wearing bright colors, it's best to blend into nature.
Oh. Where are we going?
A beautiful place in London.
You mean that city where you can see the oil refinery from the turnpike?
Yep. We're almost there.
You gotta be kidding me. You're not kidding. It's amazing here. Well, where are the birds?
Look, a red-winged blackbird. Shh. It's important to stay quiet so you don't scare the birds away.
Sorry. How many different kinds of birds can you see here?
Oh. Look, this chart shows that bird watchers have seen 201 different species. It's a running total. That means every time a bird watcher sees a new bird, it changes.
Wow! Let's see how many more we can see.
Yeah.
Look!
Whoa!
Hey, Jaden.
Hi, Kelly. Meet my aunt, Bianca. This is Kelly from New Jersey Audubon. They take care of Hawkeye Sanctuary.
It's nice to meet you. What are you planting?
Chokeberry and spice bush.
Why do you need to plant plants in a place that has a lot of plants?
These plants have berries, and they provide food for birds. In cities where there's a lot of industry and not a lot of open space, it's important to improve and protect wildlife habitat.
Yeah, we want to make sure birds get all the food they need to survive.
I want to help birds get all the food they need to survive. I love bird watching.
I told you you'd love it.
I think I really am changing now. I'm becoming a nature lover too, you guys. What can I do to help?
Well, you could start by planting plants in your backyard that are food for birds.
That's a great idea!
Shh.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'd start with brown-eyed Susans. They provide nectar for hummingbirds, and after they flower, they produce seeds which are food for birds.
Thanks for improving my backyard habitat. The birds are gonna love you. My habitat needs to improve. It's not providing the food that I need to survive.